Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to be joined very shortly by Jackson Flickinger of Right Down Euclid. Cavs team that looked better against the Bucks, but had their struggles through the last few games. So let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Jackson Flickinger of Right Down Euclid, and he joins us now. Jackson, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, always, man. Let's just talk about the little stretch the Cavs went on. A night like we go last night, they looked really good. Overall, nobody really stands out, but the Cavs sort of look like themselves. But they did go on a little bit of a stretch. Any concern about some bumps in the roads playing a team like Charlotte and being taken down to the wire?
I actually don't. March is a really tough month for the Cavs from a schedule perspective. They don't have consecutive games in the same city until the very end of the month. That's a tough schedule for teams to go through, especially a team like the Cavs, who, you know, have a 8-game lead over the Celtics. There's really not a lot of motivation on a night-in, night-out basis. At this point of the season, you're just kind of counting down the day until the playoffs and proving everything that they've needed to prove in the regular season. So, no, I'm not surprised by kind of them losing focus a little bit over this last week. And I'm also not surprised by when they had a game against a marquee team, but at least against a marquee star like Giannis, they really locked in. And then it's like, oh, this is the Cleveland Cavaliers team that we've seen all season. So no, I don't have any concerns about this little rough patch that the Cavs gone through and still won every game.
Let's talk about that game last night against the Bucks. It's one where you felt like you were in control, I would say, for a majority of the game. You come out a 12-point win. It felt pretty dominant. But you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game, and from the field, Darius Garland struggled. Donovan Mitchell struggled. Your leading scorer only had 17 points, and it ended up being Max Strus. Is that a sign to you of what this Cavs team is, that they just balance out the scoring, and at any given night it can look like that? Or maybe there is something. I mean, we've seen struggles out of Darius. Donovan, maybe not necessarily game to game playing his best basketball compared to what he's been this year. Again, which side of that do you sort of fall on?
I kind of fall on the side of the Cavs just have so much depth, and that's their super weapon. I do think it is worth monitoring a little bit that Darius's play has sort of slipped a little bit ever since he took that hard fall off the New York Knicks a couple weeks ago. So that's something that I do think is worth keeping an eye on. But overall, like, you know, it wasn't a good game from Donovan Mitchell. 15 points on 15 shots isn't a Donovan Mitchell game, but when you have the amount of shooters and versatile players coming off the bench, that's sort of what the Cavs, you know, that's been their biggest strength all season. And I think that was on display really well against a Bucks team that is really led by just two players. So The Bucks only had three players in double figures. The Cavs had five players, and then they had three additional bench players with 9 points. And you saw that really come through in the second and fourth quarters when Giannis was on the bench and, you know, only one of Dame or Giannis was on the court. That's where the Cavs, you know, could throw out a Sam Merrill, could throw out Dean Wade, could throw out Ty Jerome, were all able to, you know, go on big runs. And that's how the game kind of got, it was a 12-point game, but especially in that fourth quarter, it felt like more than a 12-point game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely felt kind of dominant. The only other thing, and I've pointed to, and I can't remember if we talked about this last time we talked a couple of weeks ago, I'm somebody who is very much pro DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup, especially when you play a team like Boston. Then you watch a game like last night where Max Strus kind of does his thing and he looks really good on the floor. The Cavs feel successful when he's on the floor. Is it fair at this point in the season now, less than 20 games to go, that you look at this thing and just accept Max Strus in the starting lineup? Or are there still potential concerns with Strus in the starting lineup against somebody like a Boston where necessarily maybe at the beginning of the game they don't match up as well?
I definitely have those concerns. I've been somebody who's been a big proponent of starting Hunter, just because you have, you know, Max Strus, you're kind of playing him up a little bit. He's really a 6'5" two guard, and you're trying to force him into being a small forward. And I think it just makes a lot more sense when you have a 6'8", you know, traditional small forward to kind of slot him into that role. And as you mentioned, he's a much better fit against teams like Boston, teams like Oklahoma City, and those are the teams that this Cavs team really should be measuring themselves against, not teams like the Bucks. And I also think it's worth pointing out that Max Strus's best runs kind of happened when he was playing with in the second quarter, when he was playing with some of those lineups, when he was out there with Dean Wade, Sam Merrill. So we've seen that Max Strus, you know, Max Strus is a good player, and I don't want this to sound like I don't think that Max Strus is a worthy, you know, starting caliber player on an NBA team. I just think that, you know, DeAndre Hunter's fit with the starters is better. I think that we've seen that in the last couple of weeks, the Cavs starting lineup, when we're talking about the Cavs, you know, having some of these letdowns, a lot of that has happened with when all five of their starters were on the court together. So I do think that, you know, when you are playing, you know, there's a reason why late in games we've seen them close with DeAndre Hunter, because Hunter, you know, provides them the versatility. He's a better, you know, he's one of their five best players. I just don't see why, when there's so few games left, we're not, you know, the Cavs aren't, you know, trying to see what, you know, that starting lineup looks like, because we really still don't have that good of an idea. And that's something that I, you know, Kenny Atkinson has been phenomenal. So I, you know, second guessing Kenny Atkinson at this point of the season is almost a fool's errand, but this is one area where I would say I'm not 100% sure why he's so insistent on sticking with Strus.
Yeah, same boat, by the way. It just makes no sense. Like, at least try it out. Give me a little something. What we've seen one game so far of DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup, and it was a night where Max was out. It feels odd. It does not feel like that's something that we should have went through. But that's where we stand. Maybe we'll see it. I guess what probably feels like a daily check-in for you at this point, Jackson, where do you stand right now with the Cavs against the Celtics and how they would look in a 7-game series?
I think it's a complete toss-up. I mean, you know, the Celtics are a very good team. They reminded everybody of how good of a team they were on Saturday when they dismantled the Lakers. I know that, you know, LeBron left the game with an injury. Luka had a bad game. But, you know, the best version of the Celtics is still a very good team. And so is the best version of the Cavs. So I think it's a toss-up right now, but I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if anything, I'm maybe leaning 55, you know, 45 Cavs. Just, you know, this Cavs team is really good, and I think they have a little bit better depth than the Celtics at this point, which is, you know, crazy to say. You know, it's a crazy thing to say coming out of last year's playoff series where it felt like the Cavs had no depth. But yeah, it's really a toss up. I mean, both teams are a phenomenal, and it's going to come down to which team can, you know, shoot better from three, on 4 of 7 nights.
Jackson Flickinger right down Euclid with us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I saw that you put out a piece about Jared Allen's impact sort of going down into that Bucks game and the role that he played. Aside from that game, though, we had seen his fourth quarter impact sort of diminish, his role within late in game sort of come away. What are we looking at right now with the usage in Jared Allen in the fourth quarter? Should we expect more of what we saw against the Bucks? Should we expect maybe more of what we've been seeing in the later half, and how does that affect this team, maybe not just this year, but years moving forward?
I think it's a good thing. Someone like Jared Allen, who there's always been concerns about, like, does he fit with Evan Mobley? You know, can you play with two traditional bigs? I think there's always going to be, like, an extra microscope on, like, who's in the closing lineups and stuff like that. But I think that him not being there specifically recently is more of a reflection of the versatility that you have with DeAndre Hunter and what his presence allows you to do. His presence allows you to, you know, I think we've seen him close a lot of these games because the Cavs were down. They needed extra shooting on the court. You know, that's where DeAndre Hunter playing the four. You can get an extra shooter out there. You can space the floor a little bit, juice the offense some. But you also have the ability to, you know, there wasn't really a closing lineup against the Bucks because, you know, the Cavs put it away early and there was garbage time. But in a Bucks game, I would anticipate, you know, Allen closing because of his ability to guard Giannis, his ability to stay in front of Giannis and make him into more of a mid-range jump shooter than he typically is. They likely would have had Hunter at the three, so then you have a really imposing front court. So I think it's more so just situational at this point, and it just speaks to how good DeAndre Hunter is, because Hunter has been, you know, on a lot of nights the second or third best Cavs player out there. You know, you look at that Trailblazers game where he had 30 plus points in overtime. He was one of the team's best players. And that's just, you know, that just speaks to Hunter more than it does Allen.
I gotcha. And I guess I wanted to look big picture here. You have a little less than 20 games to go, Jackson. What are you honing in on for this Cavs team? Is it simply stay healthy, remain as the one seed, don't fall apart? Or is there something maybe they need to prove to themselves within these final few games before they get to the playoffs?
I don't think they need to prove anything to themselves. I think that the more data you get with Hunter out there and seeing him in different situations, I've liked seeing the Cavs play some close games because you get to see sort of how they're going to handle clutch time situations, because, you know, during a lot of the season, we haven't seen how they handle clutch time situations because, you know, a lot of their wins have been by a lot. And when they have lost, most of those games weren't close either. So that's one thing that I'm looking at. But it's mostly just staying healthy and keeping guys in a rhythm. Like at this point in the season, there's nothing left for them to prove. They've already shown that, you know, our offense can be elite when we have two bigs on the court. They've already shown that they can play a different style. They've shown that, you know, some of the limitations that they've had in the past don't have to transfer over to this new era under Kenny Atkinson. So there's nothing in my mind that they have to show. They just have to get to the playoffs ready and healthy.
Is there any concern with Kenny Atkinson's offense that running so deep in the playoffs, if he doesn't shorten up, it might cause an issue? I feel like this is a conversation that was more pertinent in the early part of the season and now has sort of waned away. As playoff time rolls back around, should that be of any concern to anyone that this team is running too deep when the games matter the most?
No, just because I think that what you want is you want your star players able to, you know, carry a higher, you know, minute total and a higher usage total. And I think we've seen, you know, Donovan Mitchell has shown repeatedly throughout his career, even before his time in Cleveland, that he can do that. He's shown, you know, sometimes this season, specifically the games against like the Celtics where he was asked to play more minutes, where he can ramp up and do that. And I think that's sort of what's most important. Depth and the amount of depth that the Cavs have and the amount of, shooting that you have off the bench, the amount of versatility that you have with the different skill sets there, that's only going to be a good thing. And I think that we are entering sort of a different era of basketball, and this playoff is going to be really interesting from that standpoint, because if you look at the best teams, they aren't the teams that necessarily have the very best players. You know, like Jokic, I would consider him to be the best player in the league. I don't think the Nuggets are anywhere close to being the best team in the league. And that's sort of a departure from like the LeBron years or like the Steph years, where, you know, it was really all built around a trio of stars. Like the Celtics, they're a very deep team. The Thunder are a very deep team. The Cavs, same thing. So I think that this could be one of those situations where, you know, it could be the deepest team wins.
Yeah, if you're the Cavs, I think you like your chances there. Among power forwards in the NBA right now, this is something that I saw pop up on one of the major networks, and a conversation that came out that I was very surprised by the answer. But among power forwards, where do you put Evan Mobley right now in the NBA?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's tough. I think that Mobley on his best days looks like the second best power forward in the league. I think that he still needs to continue to round out his game a little more before he actually becomes the second best power forward in the league. But you certainly see this year, like, those great games, those good games are coming a lot more frequently. And the games where he's just, you know, sort of average, I would say, are not, you know, they kind of stand out more. Like, I think of yesterday's game against the Bucks. He scored 13 points, 10 of which were in the first quarter. That's not a typical game for Mobley. You know, his offensive impact was much less than normal, and it's a good sign that those games stand out and not the games where he's scoring like 23, 24 points. But I would be a little hesitant to put him to maybe put him at, you know, number two overall, but you can definitely see it, and there's going to be, you know, I think we're going to get to a point where he's looked at as the best power forward in the league, whether that's 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road. That's more of the question in my mind.
All right, Jackson, I'll get you out of here with this. You're going to settle a personal debate for me. A debate came up with me right now. If you were to start an NBA franchise, you get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Nikola Jokic. Who are you picking?
Jokic. I think Jokic is the better player. I know that he's a little older, but I think that you can build easier around Jokic because I don't like to compare anybody to LeBron, obviously, but when you have somebody who can just kind of do absolutely everything on offense, you can piece pieces around that person a lot easier than a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, in my opinion.
All right. He's Jackson Flakinger of Right Down Euclid. Jackson, always good to talk. I look forward to doing it sometime soon coming up here, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.